One reason such videos are important is that the Syrian government has severely restricted foreign journalists wanting to cover the unrest. One foreign reporter who ran into trouble in Syria was Al Jazeera's Dorothy Parvaz. She disappeared after her arrival in the country on April 29th. The Iranian-born U.S. citizen ended up in jail in Iran after being deported there. Today, Al Jazeera announced that Parvaz has been released. She's now returned to her network's home base in Qatar. Her father, Fred Parvaz, is on the line with us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Mr. Parvaz, your reaction to the news of your daughter's release must have been pretty overwhelming.
I was elated. I was very happy. I couldn't believe it. It was like a miracle.
Have you spoken with her today?
I spoke with her when she arrived at Doha Airport. As she was clearing custom, she called. And then when her number appeared on her fiancé's BlackBerry, we couldn't believe that's her calling us.
Do you know why she was released? Did she tell you?
No, I had a very brief conversation with her. The only topic of conversation is that she's okay, she's healthy, she was treated well. That was the only concern at that point.
Now, as we said earlier, she went to Syria from Qatar, where Al Jazeera is based. She ended up in Evin prison in Iran. Do you know why and how Syria sent her back to Iran and then to prison there?
I don't have any detail. Eventually, it's going to come out. She's coming to Vancouver very soon, and then I'll have a chance to chat with her. But I think she's going to talk to press, and she's going to reveal that information, yes.
I'm just wondering, you know, she went to Syria as a freelancer for Al Jazeera without a journalist visa with the intent to report. Do you think her trip to Syria, in retrospect, was risky? Do you blame Al Jazeera?
I think any journalist... No, I'm not blaming Al Jazeera. I think any journalist that works in a dangerous situation is taking a risk. Sometimes the risks are like life-threatening. Sometimes the risks are like what Dorothy was facing. These are the hazards of the business.
Do you know if she used her Iranian passport to travel to Syria?
I believe she did, yes.
Do you think that attracted attention to her in any way?
I don't know what attracted attention. Probably they found out that she was a reporter. Otherwise, Iranians can travel to Syria with no visa.
Dorothy received a lot of support from colleagues and journalists who rallied around her when she was detained. Do you think that made a difference in...
That made a world of a difference. The journalists kept the story alive. I owe that release of my daughter to the press. That was basically instrumental in her release.
Fred Parvaz is the father of journalist Dorothy Parvaz, who was released today by Iranian officials. Fred Parvaz, we wish you and your family well. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
There was also good news today for the families of four foreign journalists detained in Libya. They were released in Tripoli. The group includes a Spanish photographer, a British reporter, and two Americans, Claire Morgana Gillis, who writes for The Atlantic and USA Today, and James Foley, a reporter for the online news outlet Global Post. They'd been detained on April 5th by pro-Gaddafi forces. A government spokesman today invited them to stay in Libya if they wished.